I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jed Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, you heard that right. It's yes, and yes, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. 1:01 to be exact. We're sitting in the middle of a parking lot just off of Las Vegas Boulevard, directly across from the Luxor, and in full view of the Tropicana, which is about to come down after being here since 1957.
Okay, is that crazy? Because I definitely thought maybe 60s, 70s. I didn't realize 1957.
I'm pretty sure my first live broadcast in Las Vegas was at the opening of the Tropicana. I believe I've been on the air that long. That's okay, good. That joke works. I'm going to use that on stage.
I'm going to use that on stage
a little bit later.
Listen, speaking on stage, I'm so excited. Let me brag for a minute. We're here kind of because you're the man hosting all the festivities.
Sure.
And I'm telling you, it's so fun being with you on these events because I feel like such a cool girl. You're like the man in charge right now. Everyone wants to talk to you. And it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It's awesome.
Sure.
And for such a big night, I mean, listen, I told you this earlier. As a Vegas girl, I sang, I did pageants as a little girl at the Tropicana. So to see it all going down in like an hour.
When you say a little girl, how old were you?
6 or 7.
Oh my God.
Starting that young.
Was that your first big gig?
I want to say so, yeah. Because it would have been maybe the Stardust and the Tropicana.
Wow. Both gone now.
And Aladdin.
Well.
Remember the Aladdin?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's kind of, I feel like also the energy is exciting, but I think for a lot of people, it's a little emotional, too. You're kind of saying
sure.
goodbye to a piece of history.
Listen, there's not a lot of folks that would tell you that over, you know, and I'm going to be somewhat careful about what I say. Well, look, it wasn't the best of the properties on the Strip.
Totally.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It just wasn't. And,
no.
And anybody who says otherwise, you're kidding yourself a little bit. But you know what? The people that worked there loved it. I know that our buddy Murray the Magician, who was there at the Comedy Store forever, loved the Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there are strong feelings that go along with it, but you know this—that's kind of what this city does. Is that when it's time, it's time.
Yeah,
and it's so exciting if they can actually make this ballpark happen and get the.
I know.
Listen, the owner of the A's is here tonight. So that's
wow.
got to say something.
Well, and you know? Like I know that I think you'll agree with me. You know, it's nice to see what a difference sports has made in this city, the way it's brought the community together, the way it brings in business. I think having a ballpark is going to be really fun.
In the last 7 years, less than a decade.
Right?
Think about how this has changed
totally.
In this town. Anyway, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to stay on the air. Our plan is to be on until 3. I don't know what we're going to do after 2:30, but it should be a lot of fun, and why not? Literally, every news organization, and even a few that I didn't even know existed, are here live to catch this, and literally from around the world are people speaking different languages from different countries and all that just to catch the Tropicana implosion, and literally there's one radio station that they said, okay, you can be here and broadcast live, and that's us.
So, that's right. And if you want to experience it, we're posting everything. Follow us at 985KLUC to see it for yourself as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we still have an hour and a half before the whole thing goes down, so we don't need to do the whole thing right now, right?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Michaela is so cool right now. This is her first time using, if you watch a sports broadcast. And they have the headsets with the headphones, the little microphone that comes around.
So
and the
cool.
She's like, look at me, I'm Britney Spears. I'm like, what?
Play for you performance, baby.
You're what?
Get me a boa constrictor, I'm ready.
She's like, Jed, this is so cool.
I'm like, I know. I thought you looked like a pilot. You look really cool, too.
And I said, you look like a pirate. She goes, what does that mean? And I'm like, I don't know. So literally live in a dirt lot waiting for the Tropicana
awesome.
Implosion. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Well, that's not what I meant to hit right there, but still, it's the same idea. It's
yeah.
Chet Buchanan Show live at the Tropicana Implosion. And we're now, what are we, this time an hour from now.
Yep.
We'll be getting into it. We'll be into the speeches. We've got the guy who for the last 15 years has been the general manager and then the vice president of the Tropicana.
Wow.
He will be here. Basically, it's kind of an interesting thing. He's going to be here basically to say goodbye to the property.
I love
His name
that.
Is Eric Knowles. And so it's kind of a handoff from him. Clark County Commissioner James Gibson will be here. Steve Hill, who's the CEO of the LVCVA. Sue Kim, who's the chairman of Bally's Corporation, who have brilliantly put one of those giant, what do they call them, a Gobo light? Is that what it is? A Gobo light? But a giant Bally's logo on the side of the building that will remain there until...
Oh, the branding is amazing.
Until it comes down. And then John Fisher, the owner of the Oakland A's.
Wow.
The Las Vegas A's. It's official. It's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah, the owner of the Athletics is going to be coming through, and so I'll introduce those guys, and then they'll blow up the building.
That's so exciting.
And then, you know what's funny, is to make sure everything settles out and that everything is safe, we have to stay here until 3:30.
Okay, I didn't know
Did
that.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. They said nobody can leave, and I'm thinking, we can't just go out the other end?
That's what I thought. I thought I was like, bye, it imploded, we're out of here.
Yeah, we can't just go the other way? Can we
no.
got to stay?
No. I think what I'm most impressed about is how Vegas this whole production is. I've seen Showgirls. I've seen the Rat Pack. There is a cocktail bar area. Like, if you're going to do it, Vegas gets it right.
And of course, there's VIP. Now, I also want to remind you, and they're turning people around right now. We're kind of on that. You know the street Reno, where there's the gas station on Las Vegas Boulevard. That's kind of between Luxor and the Excalibur, and then there's that Arco station on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard. That street is Reno, and there's a steady line of people who've been trying to come down here and get close.
Yeah.
So they can see. It is not open to the public. Do not try to come down here.
Yeah.
Follow our social feeds. Listen, I'm not going to try and pretend like they're not. Every TV station that ever thought of broadcasting in Las Vegas is here. Freaking PBS is here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they're going to carry it live, but my buddy Amber Dixon from Vegas PBS is here.
I mean, listen, it's a big deal. It really is.
And then to your point, Johnny Katz is here.
Yes.
He just came over a second ago. I would love
to. Your buddy Dana Roselli's here. Melinda Shekels.
Yeah, all the show, like all of the entertainment scene people, like they're normally at the cool restaurants.
Yeah.
They're so cool they don't even go to the clubs anymore because that's tourist stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they may do a flyby, but if there's a cool well, I guess this is the cool spot.
And also it does kind of feel like an outside nightclub.
And again, to your point of how Vegas this is, there's a VIP area.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. There's VIPs here, which also, what's really funny, and I'm going to cup the mic.
Yeah. it.
So, okay, so that people can't see my lips, so they can't read my lips. So the media area is in front of the VIP area. Okay, if by front I mean closer to the Tropicana.
Sure.
Right? So the VIP area is behind us, but there's folding chairs up here, and all the VIPs are coming into the media area, and I'm telling you, this may boil over here in short order.
Listen, I'm telling you, Chet, I think I'll cover my mouth too. I think they took the VIP and like super rich people and gave them a little tour. They all have hard hats on. They're like ready taking a look. I'm very into what's happening right now.
Okay, remember when you used to get a fire helmet when you were a kid, the little plastic? The fire chief?
That's what it's giving.
Those aren't hard hats. Those are Halloween costumes. Those are party favors, is what those are. Oh my God! You want to hang on? There's your buddy Don.
Hi Don. Oh, he's literally handing me a hard hat, hat.
Oh my God! I've had salads in plastic that was thicker than this.
You guys, I'm gonna literally post.
But it's from the demolition company.
Thank you, guys.
I want one.
You can have one. I'll go get you one right now.
I want one. Oh, my goodness. See, what am I going to do when all the dust is flying here?
I know.
We were sick as dogs last week, and so glad to be back in time for the Tropicana implosion, which is happening shortly. We have been promised that some of the VIPs will be coming by, and we're just going to hang out and just kind of bring it all to you. In our area, which is better. Here's the other thing, though. They've put the media between the VIPs and the Tropicana because if anything goes south, guess who gets it? The media, not the VIPs.
Yeah.
So if anything goes sideways, you know, like if chunks of concrete come fly for whatever reason.
Sure.
If just somehow this thing goes horribly wrong, mm-hmm. and there's any sort of danger, it'll take out all of the media people first before it hits the VIPs.
Yeah. Well, I've already had an extension fallout, so I think I've already started beginning taking one.
Oh, you're starting to lose the weave?
The weave started coming out about 10 minutes ago, so we're on a roll.
The Michaela Gordon weave implosion takes place next. The Tropicana implosion in about an hour.
Thank you.
Chet Buchanan Show, bringing it all potentially to you live.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Chet Buchanan Show in the middle of the night at 1:34, almost 1:35 in the morning. So the most popular guy here, as you might imagine, at the Tropicana implosion. Not Johnny Katz, not any of the news folks.
Absolutely not.
Not me, not you, the implosion guy, and I love this, his name is Steve Krupe. Steve, you're the implosion guy, but are you the implosion guy?
No, the implosion guy is different than the implosion king, who's actually the guy that makes it happen. I'm the guy that just covers it. My TV news reporting career began in Las Vegas in 1991.
That's why I know your name.
Right, just before all the implosions started happening. And so purely by chance, I got assigned to all the implosions. And then people would see me around town, and they wouldn't remember my odd name. They would just point at me and they'd say, hey, you're the implosion guy.
Have we met before?
Sure.
Of course we have. I'm looking at your card, and I'm like, I know this name. In fact, I almost asked you before we came on. I go, why is your name familiar to me? Because you were on TV here forever.
20 years.
Yeah.
I was live on the air for 15 implosions.
Wow.
Come on. Somebody asked me earlier how many I'd seen, and I was like, I've been here long enough. I think this will be my fifth, maybe. What was your first?
First one was the granddaddy of them all. The first one, 1993, the implosion of the Dunes Hotel.
Yeah.
It got kicked off by Steve Wynn launching a simulated cannon attack from Buccaneer Bay at opening night of Treasure Island in October of 1993, the cannonball symbolically flew through the air, hit the dunes marquee, the neon exploded, there were fireballs, there was a wall of flame, 800 gallons of aviation fuel loaded into the building, it erupted, and then it imploded. It was amazing.
I told Chet that the first and only implosion I ever saw was the Dunes and the Dooney brothers getting imploded. My papa and
she loved the Dooney brothers. The idea of it being
little,
the Dooney brothers.
Yeah, they looked like, that's amazing. Also for people, I'll put this on our Instagram, your vest says implosion guy, and on the back it says, have a blast. So clever, so funny. It's great.
Yeah, the whole idea now in my retirement years, purely as a hobby, I want to give people a blast of history. So I had all these tapes from all the implosions that I covered, and then I found a treasure trove of archival materials at different places around town, including what used to be called the Las Vegas News Bureau. It's a wing of the LVCVA.
Sure.
They've got millions of photographic artifacts, hundreds of shots of the great implosions, and so I've incorporated all of that into a big multimedia presentation. If anybody who's got a group that wants to have an entertaining speaker, and you know, instead of some boring corporate speech, they can have the implosion guy.
I'm just sitting here shaking my head. I have permigrain. My cheeks hurt. I'm smiling so hard.
I know.
God, I love brilliant people.
I know.
Man, I love smart people that come up with a better mousetrap.
Yeah.
And that's Steve Krupe, the implosion guy. It's so great. So if somebody wants to find you, you said, you know, if you want a great speaker, you know, that kind of thing, how can they find you?
Well, this is really not a business. This is more of a hobby. I'm not out to make money doing this. But if they want to book me at their big corporate event or fly me in business class to their convention in Sweden, there's something called the World Demolition Summit that's happening in Stockholm, Sweden.
Oh, my God.
Why wouldn't they want the implosion guy to talk at their event? They can go to my website, theimplosionguy.com.
It's not a business, but it should be.
Listen, before
I want to be your agent.
You, Chet, you should be, because before I even got here, a friend of mine who was here said, oh man, you got to see this photo. It's the implosion guy. You were my first intro into tonight without even knowing it. So when I saw you, I was like, oh my God, there's that guy.
Spectacular. Just spectacular. Who knew? All kinds of surprises happening here at the Tropicana Implosion. It's great to see you, Steve. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh God, this is good. Live for, so we're now, we're 40 minutes away, 50 minutes away.
There we go.
From the whole thing. The festivities will start about 2:15, and then we're blowing the thing up just right around 2:30. So
yes.
It's awesome. And the implosion guy,
I know. His shirt, look, his card on his shirt says, blow your mind. It's all just so clever.
It's too good.
The Chet Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Just when you thought that this couldn't get any better, as we're broadcasting live at the Tropicana Implosion, literally, you know that parking lot between the Luxor and the Catholic Church, just kind of south of where the Tropicana is, just the empty lot that's been here. Reno is the street that goes along the north side. What's that? Mandalay Bay, whatever,
right behind us.
Blah, 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 street.
We're literally right across the street from the Luxor.
Yeah, kind of in between Luxor and Excalibur, and it's bizarre. It's not open to the public, but there's a VIP party going on behind us, and I'm not kidding. Party. There's a VIP party.
There's a DJ.
We've got the media area here where there's people from all over the world.
Yeah.
Every local, national, like some guy, you know what? That's John Sue over there. That's from Bally's. That's who, literally, and that's Fox News, like Fox.
Yeah.
Not like Fox 5.
Right.
But like Fox News talking to him. So yeah, every news organization is here. And then what's funny is that now the VIPs have made their way over into the media area, and it's just, you know, there's no problems yet.
No, and I think that the VIP area very cleverly is called the drop trop. And that's that vibe over there.
Drop the trop is the whole
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Drop the Trop is
love
the
that.
Whole
okay,
thing.
Okay, I thought that was their own VIP name. But I feel like everywhere you turn, you're really now starting to see, like, really big Vegas celebrities, even just John Stewart, like where you're looking, people are starting to show up. It and the energy's wild. Like people are really excited, me included.
But just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Michaela found the table with the free Cheetos on the table, and she's lost her mind. This is a brave new world. This whole live broadcast thing from Michaela. That
it's true.
Where has this been all her life?
No, you think I'm kidding? I feel like I've done a lot of cool things. This might be top three of all the things I've ever done. I'm trying to play it cool. But
sitting in a parking lot with me in the middle of the
That's
night
right.
eating Cheetos. Awesome. Oh, yeah. And we're going to blow up a building.
Oh, that part.
So that's pretty good.
No big deal.
No, that's not so bad. There was a question of how the Tropicana is just going to, it's going to be 22 seconds, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
And then the question was raised, no, really, that's it? And it was like, ooh, I've heard rumors of drone show.
I've heard same.
I'm told drone show. I'm told potential fireworks that go along with the mm-hmm. implosion.
Exactly.
So yeah, there's a lot going on. And again, there's dignitaries and whatnot, and they'll have me up on stage to host that.
I'm
coming
so
up
excited.
Just a little bit. We're getting closer.
I do have a question though, and it's kind of in the question buzzing. There's actually two buildings. So people are saying, will they drop at the same time in that 22 seconds? Will it go one and then the other? Like, it's crazy.
You can't drop them at the same time.
You don't think so?
I just, it feels like there's an opportunity lost. And now, honestly, with the, we were talking to the implosion guy a minute ago,
yeah.
And he reminded us of how they did the dunes, where, you know, where they're firing a shot from Treasure Island
and
all that. You know, like, hey, we'll show you. I honestly, these two buildings should fight somehow. They should blow each other up.
Yeah, they should.
You know what I mean? Instead of just some, okay, cool, implosions are great and everything. But honestly, these two buildings should blow each other up.
Fight. Well, also, I've never seen this up close either. I didn't know that they, like, take out all the windows. They take out all the, like, it's just totally empty, kind of eerie even, just to see it like that. I guess it makes sense when you're going to blow it up, but it's wild to see it like that.
A friend of ours was like, well, we're getting ripped off because the old implosions, they blew everything up. No, they didn't. They did it. They did it like this. And then they were like, well, they don't make them the way they used to. No, they built this in 1957. This is the old of all of those.
The oldest one.
This literally may be the oldest of all of them. It's just this idea that you have of this romantic notion. Back in the good old days.
That's where the good old days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
You know, it's an event at the Tropicana. When they drop the Trop, You know it's an event because Johnny Katz is here.
I am here.
And, buddy, this is the funniest thing because Michaela and I were looking around and we were going, this is the most Vegas thing ever, is it not?
It is. There's a lot of Vegas happening here.
Right?
Yeah, there is.
Well, and we knew, seriously, that this had become, it wasn't just media, it wasn't just whoever they're bringing into VIP. Then we start seeing showgirls. Uh-huh. We see the Rat Pack guys.
Just was talking to the Rat Pack guys. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tom Stevens, he's doing a Tony Bennett tribute also, the Dean Martin of that. There's a scoop for you folks.
So, oh, sure. And we saw a group full of hoochies that tried to infiltrate VIP.
I think it was a gaggle.
And they got
a
turned back.
I think they actually borrowed a couple of my outfits and still got denied. No,
I was like,
is that how you got in?
Yeah.
This has become a full-on Vegas happening.
Yeah, it's interesting,
and
isn't it?
And I'm watching the inspiration fly out of your fingers.
I just filed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
The whole story, even but we're 20 minutes before the thing goes down.
Yeah, I just took a photo of this. This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Hey.
I was... I took a photo of the two towers that are going to come down tonight, and then I moved the photo over, and then I wrote my column and filed it and did everything and then walked over here. So
yeah, and then you'll
I'm scooping myself, an
after picture.
Yeah, I will.
Good night.
Oh,
and there you go.
This is, you know, I've been to a few of these. You know,
I was going to ask you how many.
Oh man, I haven't counted them all up, but my first one was the Sands in '96 when I first moved to Las Vegas, and. And then it was on to, you know, not in any particular order, but the Frontier, Desert Inn, Aladdin, Stardust, Castaways.
Yeah.
Were among them.
What was the most star-studded out of all of them?
Man.
Everybody talks about the Dunes just because Steve Wynn was involved.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. I'll tell you the one that really sticks out in my mind. Well, not because it was celebrity, but because we're in a landing area kind of like this was a Stardust. And we're south of the Stardust, which was a very big building. It was huge. And it was one of the first really mega styled resort in Las Vegas. It came down, and right when it came down, wind kicked up and blew toward us. And there was this giant plume of Stardust dust and debris coming at us.
Yes, Stardust.
And we were standing there, and everybody froze. Like,
yeah,
this
we didn't
isn't
know what to
really
do.
Happening. And then all of a sudden, everybody ran off. I got in my, had a new Mazda 6 at the time. It was covered with Stardust soot, and I was coughing up Stardust dust for
gunk.
Weeks after that. That was pretty interesting. And I missed that. I still miss the Stardust. I like that hotel a lot.
My papa was the floor manager at the Stardust, and the Stardust used to have this oxygen bar. It was the very first hotel I ever had a job at.
Yeah.
Even before Idol, the Stardust was really special.
That was one of the first oxygen bars. We did a story on oxygen bars in those days. Yeah, I sat at the Stardust oxygen bar and experienced it. One time in my life was at the Stardust, and I'm sitting there and I'm doing it, and I'm thinking the whole time, like, these people have figured it out. They're selling air.
I said, if I can sell air for free, I can do anything.
You will never work a day in your life.
See this gentleman looming? He wants me to go to the stage right now, so
okay,
I have to.
Go
so
get
I
him.
Must go.
I can't have looming.
Thanks for your time.
It's great to see you guys. Congratulations. I love you both.
See you.
Congratulations on all the success. See you at the toy drive.
Yeah, man. Johnny Katz.
The coolest.
You know this is happening. It's far beyond just bringing a building down.
That's right.
This
looming.
Is an event.
He's looming.
Johnny. He's looming.
No, and now he's
gotta go.
Now he's looking. It's like, okay, gotta go.
He's cooking.
I'm gonna hit this button
if you don't
now.
Get out of here.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Hold on a second. So a guy that I know, one of the photographers. No, I know him, but I don't know his name right off the top of my head. Okay, he's putting on a poncho.
Full poncho. Two pairs of goggles, a mask.
Two?
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe I'm tripping. Oh, it's his mask. It's his mask that he has on with his large
goggles.
Wait,
and now other people are putting it. Should we be worried that we don't have ponchos?
Well, listen,
guys,
we're getting closer.
Hang on, just to ask him. I think you've got it. Do you have enough leash that you can go that far? Is your cord long enough? Yeah, just ask him.
Hey, boss.
Should we be worried?
Should we be worried? No, okay. Yeah, as you say, okay, should I get it?
Yeah,
get ponchos?
But I know you, and I know you're a smart guy. I know you.
That's a caution.
You're a smart guy. Yeah. So like so when I see you masking up and ponchoing up, I think that perhaps maybe I too should mask and poncho.
Wouldn't hurt.
All right, good.
Famous last words.
That's true. You know what? That's true.
Yeah.
Better to have it and not need it.
Wouldn't hurt.
Than to, you know. Hilarious. All right, get back over here. Your Cheetos
Thanks,
are over
Wes.
Here.
Can I just talk very quickly?
Yes.
For those that may just be tuning in, Chet literally is hosting this whole shindig. That's how we're here. Like, you're doing, aside from KLUC, like the real big deal. You just introduced all the big wigs, all the big guys.
Sure.
He was standing in front of two gorgeous showgirls on this stage that literally looks like a nightclub in the middle of this empty parking lot that is not empty at all. And that was one of the, like, I love you. I'm proud of you. Like, you're my friend. But it was also, like, a very iconic moment. Like, you just also introduced the owner of the new baseball team coming here.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was, like, a moment in history. It was a really special moment. I'm going to put it on our Instagram at 985KLUC. But I think that that was really cool. Congratulations.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
It was really exciting. And then this guy was like, I love you, Chet. And then Chet, so smoothly, was like,
well, they are also serving drinks over there. So that's,
yeah, but that was literally my favorite part. You were like so great and so cool. And then this guy was so excited to see him. He was like, I love you, Chet.
Can I tell you what's like, great about that, too? And so I told him, I said, I love you back.
Yeah, you did.
Because Martin Lawrence did that years ago, and I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen in my life. So anytime anybody, or the other one, if they yell out, I love you, and you go, I told you, wait in the truck. That's so listen, we're, you heard that. It's the weekend and Dancing in the Flames. We're about to drop the trop coming up in moments. It's 98.5 KLUC.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Yeah, it's 2:30 in the morning. We don't care. I am a little concerned that everybody else has masks and stuff on. Some people like with serious masks.
No, I've had my fiance has written me quite a few times and said, okay, do you guys have masks? And I was like, no, Lisa, we don't. So we're raw dogging it. Oh my God, I didn't mean to say it like that. I don't know why I said it like that.
Because it's true.
It's true.
We are raw dogging the implosion. We are raw. That's right.
Oh my God, Mikayla.
We're raw dogging the implosion.
Oh God, you know what I meant.
Here's what's awesome. We're leaving this in. We're leaving this. No, you're perfect. It's fine.
Okay, good.
No, that's the greatest. We're raw dogging the implosion. And we're leaving this in, so yeah. So parents, while they're taking their kids to school right now,
stop.
Get to explain. Mommy, why is he raw dogging? And I'll explain it. I'll explain it right now, kids, parents. You can leave this on. This show is safe. We're good. No, that just means that we're not wearing masks.
Yeah.
That is what raw dogging means.
Exactly.
It means that does your dog wear a mask? No. So we are raw dog during the pandemic. Remember that? You were probably too young. You were too young for the pandemic because, you know, back in the old days in 2020, 4 years ago. Oh, something's happening.
Here we go.
Oh, drop fireworks.
Shit.
Fireworks.
Literally,
drone show.
You.
Said thank you. Wow.
Here we go, Chet.
Fireworks on top of each building.
Absolutely insane. Oh, the Tropicana
drone show
logo.
With the Tropicana, yeah, like a chip, like a poker chip, facing to the north, spinning around to the west. Now coming facing, nope, it's stopping at the west. No, now here it comes.
Here we go.
Coming all the way around, a drone show Tropicana poker chip turning to face to the south. At our vantage point.
Absolutely insane, Chet. The fireworks are coming. We have to literally stand up to see.
Fireworks shooting off of both of the Tropicana towers from the ground. The sky is filled with smoke.
That's right.
1957 to 2024.
Wow.
This drone show. I was about to say I wasn't excited. And then the drone show, you can see the drone starting to fly and make a perimeter. Yeah. And then the drone show started. Now the newer Tropicana, the diamond logo that's so familiar to everybody here in Las Vegas.
Unbelievable. Well, fireworks are coming from the ground, from the sky. It's absolutely beautiful. They're playing Luck Be a Lady over the speakers. It just feels like old Vegas. This is beautiful. Chet, this
wow,
is
what a send-off for the Tropicana. Did they give a countdown and we missed it?
No, they didn't. They just kind of started going for it. Here we go.
I gotta believe it's happening. A huge finale.
Whoa!
A golden shower of sparks.
Look at that Bally's logo coming from the drone show.
Yep, so this signifies the transition from Tropicana now to Bally's as that spins around from the north to the west.
Wow!
Sparks showering off the bottom of this Bally's logo.
Beautiful. I mean, the fireworks are
flares coming off the bottom of the Bally's logo. That's disappeared now. It's just finale after finale of the fireworks.
I've never seen a fireworks show like this ever.
Not in this type of close proximity.
No, huh?
The fireworks can only be.
There's the A's logo.
And the fireworks are only about maybe 100 feet in the air, if that.
Yeah.
Now the A's logo spins. It started to the south. Now that spins around to the north. Wow.
Incredible.
Wow. We were kind of sniffing at it going, well, 22 seconds, huh? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I mean, I think if you step outside, you could see it.
Not now, though, if it's 7:30 in the morning or 8:30 in the morning. The A's logo has now replaced the Bally's logo on the bigger of the two Tropicana towers, the one that's further to the southeast. You hear Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the background.
Oh, this is wild.
The drone show is now turned into, once again, a giant baseball with the A's logo on it.
I don't think I've ever been so excited for baseball in my life after this. I'm a fan.
What a fantastic send-off.
Yes.
For the Tropicana from 1957 to 2024. And how exciting, as you know, as we move forward and Las Vegas grows again.
Yeah, this feels just like such a positive, exciting, fun thing. Here we go. I think it's happening.
Nope. Now Viva Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Oh, wow.
And now the drone show turns into the Welcome to Las Vegas sign.
This is, what other city can you get this incredible energy and vibe from? You just can't.
There's nothing like Las Vegas.
Nothing like Las Vegas.
There's nothing at all like Las Vegas. Whether you're born and raised or look, I grew up in Seattle.
Oh my God.
I've been
You've
here
been
25
voice.
Years. And it's just, there's no other place like this city. Nobody else does this. They just go, hey, let's bring the building down, all right? Let's just be done. Let's go home. Viva Las Vegas fades off. Huge explosions.
Lightning. It literally looks like lightning. And here we go.
You can hear the explosions in the background. Oh, and they made the drone show into a giant plunger.
Oh, my gosh.
Counting down. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Flames on top of the westernmost Tropicana Tower. The plunger goes down. The smaller of the two buildings enveloped in flame. The bigger one now. Fireworks all around. Red sparks shoot out the top. The drones rise into the air. time, one more time. Tropicana, Las Vegas. Ooh. There goes the one to the west. The one closest to the strip. Good Lord.
Oh, they're down.
There goes the little one. The big one's next. There goes the big one.
Wow, Chet.
In a cloud of dust. And there goes the Tropicana Las Vegas.
Done.
Long live the Trop. Got your TikTok video yet?
You know I got TikTok? It, babe.
Michaela's doing Michaela's doing the snap your fingers and then it blows up.
That's right. I think it actually turned out pretty terrible.
And now a Bally's A's logo from the drone show takes over the sky and moves closer to us. That is a substantial dust cloud.
I mean,
the poncho's too much.
This is such a moment. Again, he went a little far with
the poncho. The poncho's too much.
Okay, just say
goggles, maybe. Mask, probably.
Right, we should have done a mask.
Not us. Again, we're raw dogging. We're raw dogging the implosion. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Oh my God.
What do you remember most from the Tropicana implosion? Was it when you were on stage hosting? No. Do you remember when the buildings came down? Well, that was cool. The drone show was amazing. Fireworks were just spectacular. But what do you remember the most? We raw dogged that implosion.
There you have it, baby. You can hear the applause from the crowd. That was such an incredible send-off. Like you said, Chet, what a historical moment.
And now
honestly,
there's sparkles in red and green and purple in the sky. The dust settling. It's moving towards the west. It's kind of headed towards the Excalibur. We can't see. We can see the top of the MGM from here. Of the main hotel towers, you could see that. You could see the sign on top of the oil, but everything else is covered in dust. Just the top of the New York, New York is able to be seen.
Yes.
Man, that was incredible. The drone show continues as they make more patterns out of the red, purple, pink, and green.
I mean, it's unbelievable, though. You can't see anything. That cloud of smoke.
Dust.
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 Dust. Wow. I mean, Vegas should be so proud.
And now the drones come back to Earth. I'm sorry, you were saying?
What we've been saying. Vegas should be so proud. This is a monumental moment. It's a great moment bringing in another sports team. I mean, Chet, I'm so proud of you. Also,
you got to stop with all that.
I'm not going to stop.
Can't stop,
really
won't stop. We raw dog in this implosion.
We did.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Just so you know, Michaela wussed out and put, what is that on your face?
Listen, I'm a singer, girlfriend.
Where did
it's, I don't know, it's a piece of cloth that Jeremy gave me, and I just was willing to take anything at that point.
Jeremy, our promotions director?
Yeah. I was like, hey, he's got a mask. He was like, I've got one. I think my whole face is transferred onto this mask. When I give it back, it will be my face. But thank you so much.
I'll tell you what, we're hardcore in this whole implosion thing, too, because all the TV guys are packing up and moving out. We're all that remains of the smaller of the two. The bigger of the two Tropicana Towers.
Yeah.
Dropped into what appears to be, at least from our vantage point and through the darkness at 7 minutes before 3 a.m,
mm-hmm.
a nice, you know, rounded pile.
Totally.
The smaller of the two, the one tower that was closer to Las Vegas Boulevard is a twisted mess of steel beams, and you know what I mean, and it just looks angry, and there's smoke coming out of the top,
yeah, still
of that pile. The other one's just kind of like, all right, we're cool.
Yeah, the other, yeah, one's
nice.
The other one was like the first child. It just like does what it's supposed to do, and then the second building is like the second child who's like, I'm not going.
Strangely enough, oh, that's a, you know what that is? That's a Tropicana billboard. It's not a sign for the Tropicana. It's Tropicana billboard that's up towards Reno, and at one point, so it's still lit up now, with the Tropicana logo. And at one point, as the dust cloud rose from the implosion,
yeah,
that Tropicana logo just kind of faded away.
Yeah, it's cool. I didn't get to see it. There's a palm tree in the way, but you, the way you explained it, was so cool.
And it was so, it was like, okay, goodbye, pal. All yeah. right, see you later. Yeah. And then now they'll clean up this mess and start building a ballpark from what we understand.
Yeah. I mean, so many people, I was getting texts and DMs. People were listening. They also saw you. They were watching on TikTok Live, watching on different places where you could watch, obviously. People are really excited about this. And I think that we should be. I mean, what an experience, 1957 to 2024, the beautiful Tropicana. They called it the Tiffany of the Strip.
Uh-huh.
It was like the grand. Uh-huh. You're like, yeah, I'll get over
it. Maybe until about 64, 65.
Yeah, I didn't say when. I just said they
around
did.
Then. Yeah, by the 80s. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know. You were saying a minute ago, Michaela, because we could smell the sulfur from the fireworks and all of that. And then it was replaced by a little different smell. And Michaela goes, what's that? And I went, Tropicana.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it was... what a great night.
Yeah,
and go ahead.
I was just, we were talking to somebody else, and of all of the implosions, there's been so many I didn't even realize. This, I think, has actually been, feels like the best one. The drone show was amazing. The fireworks were incredible. I mean, it was like a full-blown show.
Steve Wynn's going to blow up the encore tomorrow just because.
There's,
wait, what? When I blew up the dunes, that was the greatest of all implosions. With the shot fired from Treasure Island. And now, Steve Wynn's, the encore going down tomorrow.
And then we'll rebuild the same thing.
Yeah, it'll be exactly the same.
Yeah.
It'll just be encore too.
Wait, wouldn't that be so
it'll
funny?
Be fine.
Just to prove a point, they blow it up. And they're like, all right, rebuild from the ground up. Same thing.
Yeah. This, I'll say this now as we're going to bring this to a close. And Dave Gosher, okay, so tomorrow morning when you're hearing this, it'll be almost 9 o'clock. Dave Gosher, television play-by-play guy for your Vegas Golden Knights, their first game is tonight.
Yeah.
He's going to be on in just a couple of minutes. So we're going to wrap this up live from the Tropicana implosion. Worth it, I think.
Worth it, dude.
And thank you for hanging out and enjoying it with us. Yeah. Best
Absolutely.
Implosion ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, jinx. Yeah, me a cup.
Well, it must be true. We said it at the same time. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.